Blog Talk Radio.
There's a song that I always wanted to record. Written by Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. And I said, I'm going to sing it tonight. It's been a long time since you touched me and made me feel that wonderful glow you do. It's been a long time since you held me and squeezed me, so I wonder what's come over you. Against the wall, said I wanna know.
Step by step
With that, I'm going to bring in my co-hosts. Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Hello. Good evening.
Danny.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Yeah, so are we ready for this evening's topic?
I'm ready to talk. I've been waiting all week.
Well, all right.
How you doing?
Did you just Wendy Williams me? How you doing?
I did. I love me some Wendy, but she don't talk about this stuff.
Oh, I know. Oh, yes, she do, but she don't do it on daytime TV.
Well,
catch
hey.
On them HBO channels like she did
yeah.
that thing with the girl. What's her name? Superhead.
What did she do with her? She did an interview with Superhead? Which
well,
Superhead
was,
is not so super.
Huh?
I said Superhead is not so super. I've seen her skills. I mean, you know.
Well, they say she got it going on now. You can't prove that by me, you know, but that's what they say. You know, she's proclaimed to be Superhead. Okay. Well, we're going to get right on into this topic and, you know, talk about it step by step. And if you got anything you want to add, just jump on in, you know, because I'm going to go do this a little slowly because I have some little steps here we're going to talk about as I present them.
Okay.
The basic technique is you cover your teeth with your lips with your mouth in an O shape. Don't stretch your lips, though. Keep them loose and soft. With one hand gripping the base of the shaft, make one smooth movement by sliding your very wet mouth over his erection, taking him as far into your mouth as comfortable. Stay there for about 2 seconds, then slowly slide back up to the top, making eye contact with him as you reluctantly remove your mouth. And if his eyes are rolling in the back of his head, you're off to a good start. Then, to his delight, start again. Slide your mouth repeatedly up and down. Use your tongue to keep everything nice and wet by swirling it around the shaft. Once you've mastered this, start using your tongue. The top, the tip, the sides, the underneath. Try what we call a twist and swirl. Make a twisted motion with one hand as you slide it up and down and swirl your tongue around the rim of his head, playing particularly with attention to that bit of skin on the underside. Woo-wee, they love that. Because I understand that's a very sensitive spot for them.
Yeah, it makes them bigger bananas.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know.
I would definitely take confirmation that.
I know that's right. Yeah, but what about, do you ever see his eyes rolling in the back of his head?
Oh, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. And the toes curl, too. You got to look down and watch for the toes.
And them fists be balled up.
Yeah. But look for, because sometimes they can't talk. You look for body language.
Yeah, you got to look for them little signs, ladies, and you know you're off to a good start. Hello, Rhea.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Everybody else is on the line. You want to say hello to
everybody.
Hi, everybody. You guys, I hardly ever hear from you guys. You got to, you know, chime in.
Yeah, that's Rhea. She just came on just now. Okay, we're going to go to the next. And that is, am I really supposed to suck? Okay, no. In fact, suction can sometimes feel uncomfortable for him. Instead, simply slide his penis in and out of your mouth while staying as close to it as possible. The keys are confidence. Pretend you know exactly what you're doing, even if you don't have a clue. And enjoyment, lots of groans, and enthusiastic explorative licks. Now, some men do enjoy you sucking on it.
Yeah, that's where duck face came from.
That's where what came from?
The term duck face. You know.
I've never heard
the suction.
That
one. Oh, okay. So the suction of the cheeks, when your cheeks go in from the suction, that's
mm-hmm.
called duck face.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's good. I learned something, a couple of things new today. Duck face.
Pink Bunny
okay.
Education 101.
Okay, all right then. Yeah, because they say, well, you know, it differs with some guys, because some guys are a little bit sensitive, but some guys just don't want you sucking on. And then I know this one guy, he liked me to bite on it a little bit, but not, you know, chew on it, just, you
ooh,
know, he
okay.
liked to feel my teeth on it. I don't know why, but,
that's
you know,
definitely a, you know, select, you have to ask. Don't just be teething people just because.
Oh, no. he had definitely asked me. He had definitely asked me, you know. So I obliged, you know.
But
you
definitely,
give...
I want to definitely reiterate on the making it wet and keeping it. Your mouth has to feel as much like a vagina of a JJ, as Oprah would say, as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So the keep water by your side.
Yeah, or something, you know, to keep
it lubricated.
Yeah, because I understand it, they like that warmth and that wetness. Yeah. And, okay, how do I stop gagging? Check your position. Forget laying beside him. Instead, get him to stand while you're facing him on the side of the bed. An appropriate height piece of furniture. Not only will it be more comfortable for both of you, but it also gives you control over how deeply he thrusts into your mouth. Alternatively, try kneeling in front of him while he stands. It's the classic submissive pose, but don't forget that you're still the boss of the proceedings. Now, the only way I can kneel is on the bed. I can't kneel on the floor or anything like that because my knees... I was in a car accident, and one of my knees is messed up. And I would hate to be on the floor and then say, up, got to get up, you know, so I can kneel on the bed,
yeah.
Something soft, you know. But, yeah, it does depend on the position that you're in, and like it also mentions, you do have that control as far as how deep you want it to actually go in your mouth, because some guys, they just go crazy, and they want to go down your throat, as opposed to when you deep throat them, you know, but you just have to take
yeah.
control.
I mean, you know,
it's like,
definitely the natural way, but, I mean, if someone really needs help, I mean, there are also different ways, other things you can use as far as spray if you're really bad at gagging, but, I mean, the natural way is to, you know, as comfortable as you can in different positions. For me, anyway, this Danny, for me, anyway, I mean, sitting on the bed, I love a guy when he's standing up. I mean, that's the best way. I enjoy it anyway while he's standing in front of me and, you know, going that way. You know, my gag reflex is great. But for those that have a gag and really having a trouble with it and taking it as deep throat as they can, I mean, there is a spray. There's a numb spray that you can, you know, also use to help you also in that way as well if you're not a natural.
Right. Okay. There are things that you can do to avoid being gagged. They have the sprays and they have the creams and, you know, different things that you can put in your throat to sort of like numb those muscles back there a little bit
right.
so you can't
mm-hmm.
choke when it's, you know, going down. So there are things
right.
that will prevent you from gagging, and if you're having that problem, make sure you, you know, do that before you engage in it so you won't have to stop what you're doing. You know, have everything prepared and ready to go. When you,
yeah.
before you even indulge in, you know, giving your man pleasure, such as oral sex.
Especially, okay. Another little tip is don't do that on a full stomach.
Oh.
don't
yeah.
ever try,
well,
like, don't go to dinner and, like, go
funny.
Ham. If you know that you're going to be wanting to do that later on. So just have a salad and maybe a steak and that's it. So you won't feel, you know, later on when he's deep throating you, you'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Because it'd be a mess if you throw up. Wow. Now that would really put a damper in it, you know. So if you know, like Pink Bunny said.
I've heard horror stories.
Yeah. Yeah. like Pink Bunny said, don't overstuff yourself if you're going to indulge in that. Okay, then what to do with my hands? Even if he doesn't mean to, it's far easy for him to get caught up in the excitement of the movement and put his hands on the back of your head, pushing you up and down. Give him a lecture, if not a swift kick in the bottom. It's hands off for him, but hands on for you. Attempting to give great oil by only using your mouth is overly ambiguous and robs him of pleasure. One hand should go around the base of the shaft to stop him from bobbling all over the place. The other hand should be used as an extension of your mouth. Slide it up and down, closing it when you reach the head. Open it slightly as you slide back down. As your tongue swirls, your hands should also work on the places your mouth can't reach, such as to cup his testicles or pinch his nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Sometimes I use a little bullet on their testicles. And sometimes when I'm, you know, doing oral, I also put it on the side of their penis as well, and that's a thrill.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so if you ever want to try that, you know, with them while you're giving them, or you could put a, you know, a little bullet in your hand and cup their testicles and have the bullet, you know, because they love that vibration and that stimulation down there. You know, you have to work with everything they got going on down there.
I learned that from Martin's mom. Martin from You So Crazy. She said, cup the balls, baby, cup the balls. I said, okay,
yeah.
Mama Pink.
Yeah, you got to do it. You know, if you want to do it right.
I said, put love into it.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. Definitely you have to do that. And it's something else I wanted to say at the top. Now, if a penis doesn't look appetizing, it gets nothing from me.
In the jungle? Like you have to search for it through a jungle?
Oh, no.
That's not cute.
Oh, well, I hate turtleneck, so a turtleneck for me is disgusting. I mean, I've done it before, but a turtleneck turns me off.
Uncircumcised.
It turns me off. I can't tell. That's my nickname for it. I can't stand a turtleneck.
A turtleneck. That's cute.
I call it a bullet.
But, it has to look advertising. It has to be, you know, pretty and all this and that, you know. So if it's advertising looking, then, you know, it gets service. But if not, next.
Hey, Gail, is DK on the line? I would love to hear what he has to say.
No, he's not on the line.
Oh, DK. Okay. We need a man's perspective. I'm curious about what they have to say. Do you have any callers?
Right.
So far?
No, there are no callers as of yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But the next thing is, do I have to deep throat? Now, Deep Throat was merely a porn film with a catchy name, that's all. Yet, women ever since have suffered from complex that unless you take all of him in your mouth, you're somehow failing as a dutiful girlfriend. Let me put it this way. The average throat is 2 to 3 inches deep, while the average penis is 5 to 6 inches long. You do the math. It won't fit. Besides, most of the nerves are considered in the head of the penis, not the shaft. I'm sorry, are concentrated in the head of the penis, not the shaft. While it feels good psychologically to see the entire penis disappear, it's not crucial to have crucial to his enjoyment. If you would like to take him deeper, stop and relax your throat muscles every half inch or so before letting him go deeper. If you gag easily, try positioning him slightly to the side of your throat instead. It will be shallower on your end, and he won't notice the difference. So deep throating, like they said, that was just a porn movie, but it's impossible to take, not unless the man is very small. Now, you can take maybe a small penis and put it all the way in your mouth, maybe about 5 inches or 4 inches or something like that, or even before it gets hard, you can put it all in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, like that, and, you know, suck on it until it becomes hard. But like you mentioned, the throat is only 2 inches deep, and 5 inches, 6 inches is it's not going to
I definitely would recommend, like, having it back, you know, touching the things that hang on the hangy thing occasionally. Like, you go far enough where it hits that, and then they feel that, and then they know that you're putting in the extra love.
You talking about the hanging things in your throat?
Yes.
All right.
If you can, like, take it that far.
I saw a video on YouTube where they did the x-ray of this lady, and she had this, I think it's called a double dong, and this thing I know was more than 12 inches, if not 12 inches, and actually showed her taking that whole thing all the way down her throat, all the way down her throat, and then pulling it out.
Ew.
So it is a way for, you know, because look at a sword swallower.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, you have to, like, practice relaxing those muscles.
Right, right.
Right, yeah.
But wouldn't that be wonderful?
She has no gas.
It would be a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's definitely a beautiful thing.
Well, he's going to say, Dad, did you have a steak for lunch? I feel that.
Yeah. Okay, now, what if his penis smells? Suggest that you shower together before hitting the sheets and run soapy hands between his legs and around his scrotum. Pull back his foreskin and wash underneath. Yeah, that'll work, because sometimes if, you know, because men, some men have sweaty balls, and then sometimes sometimes it just smells musky-like. Mm-hmm. But if it smells like urine and whatever, you know.
No, well, you stop and you tell him, you know, or you suggest the shower, like you said, or, I mean, that's just, that's gross. That's a mood killer.
Yeah, because
that totally is a mood killer, because God forbid if it was vice versa, you know, they'd be talking
exactly.
All types of crap.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a mood killer, but there's a way to be seductive, to let him know and not hurt his feelings all at the same time. And I tell people, you know, like my girlfriend, she had that issue all the time, and I think her husband has a turtleneck for whatever reason, you know. He's a grown man, has a turtleneck, and it happens to have that odor at certain times. And so, like I told her, you know, there's a way to do it to be seductive, you know, and not hurt his feelings. But it is definitely a mood killer, because God forbid, like I said, you know, vice versa. But, I mean, if you want to be seductive about it, you know, you can always, you know, baby, you know, if you want to role play and, you know, act like, you know, you're a nurse and, you know, he's a patient and you want to wash him up and some stuff, so, you know, you won't hurt his feeling at the same time. But, you know, you can be seductive about it. The shower is totally great. Both of y'all in the shower, and, you know, nobody swears to Garrett because it's just normal. But,
right.
You know, if you happen to have that and he's in the bed and y'all already in that position, you know, be seductive, you know, just, you know, role play, you know, if you don't want to hurt his feelings. But, you know, I'm deuces. I'm going to sleep. I'm tired. My stomach hurts all the time.
My jaw hurts, baby. I had gum this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's always good to be a little seductive about it. You can say, you know, let's, you know, get in the shower and, you know,
right.
I wash your body,
right.
You wash mine. You know, like Teddy P
right,
said.
Right.
You
yeah,
know,
but
and,
what if it's not in the cards to be taking a shower? You know what I mean? Like, after a while, after like the fifth or sixth time, I'd just be like, look, babe, we got a problem. Let's talk.
Okay. Well, you got to do what you got to do, because if you, you know, especially if you're going to be pleasing him and he has an odor, you're going to have to do something, you know, be blunt about it or be seductive about it or however
you get
it done.
I mean, like I said, if it happened once or twice or even three or four, you know, but at a certain point, every time you want to do that.
Oh, no, not every time.
Single time
something,
you have sex.
Not every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because something is definitely wrong. Then you
then
know
you
something
have to be like,
wrong.
No.
You need to go get, see some medical attention, because I think one of my homeboys had that issue, and I believe there was a spray that he had to use. And I forget the medical term of what it was called, but it was a problem down there that made him have an odor, and he had to, you know, get some medical attention and use some spray and stuff like that. He had to spray it a certain amount of times and stuff like that. You know, of course, still wash, whatever, but you still, in order for that odor to not bother throughout the day, it was something. So there is, you know, it could be something medical. So, you know, you may.
Was he circumcised?
No, he wasn't. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well,
that makes
a problem
difference
too, because of that skin. If that skin, if
I
you
mean,
don't clean under that skin.
That's definitely. A turtleneck definitely, that I can tell you that definitely has odor. That definitely
is. Right, because you definitely have to pull that skin back, because smegma develops
mm-hmm.
up under there, and that also
I remember the first time I saw one.
And things.
Yeah. Special case when it comes to them turtlenecks.
I mean, it's definitely, I remember the first time I saw one, I just was like, what's that? Is that a present? I got to open it, for real?
Open it. You're retarded. I'm done with you, Pink Bunny. I'm done. I have never heard that.
I was very,
That's
young.
Funny.
I was just new.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's, the next one is, what to do if my mouth's too dry? Okay, you can put the underside of your tongue on the roof of your mouth and hold it there for a few minutes. This will cause saliva to pool in your mouth. And also keep a glass of room temperature water close by
mm-hmm.
or add artificial moisture by slathering him with a flavored lube, honey, champagne, whipped cream, or ice cream. Ice cream.
Yeah,
anything
you know, cold
too, baby
is great.
Food.
Anything cold is great. I love anything cold is great, whether it's ice cream, that's totally
yeah.
Great. The main three that you said before, like keeping water, you know, especially room temperature water by your bed is totally great. You know, even play with it, with the water in your mouth, and, you know, you can. So that's totally all true. So definitely.
And
great.
I love
some
the
flavoring
ice, too.
It's good, and some flavoring that's good, and it works really well because it's, like, in a jar already is baby food. You get, like, the baby food peaches and the pears, and you
mm-hmm.
have it in the jar, and it's right by the bed. Easy
mm-hmm.
access.
Wow. Now, that's something new.
Definitely
baby
something
food
new.
In the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the ice myself because it gets nice and cold, and then it feel like it's frozen.
Right.
And then I just, you know, hit myself in the face with it. But I love the ice on it.
Hardcore over there.
I know, right?
You just hardcore. You just straight hardcore over there, hitting yourself all in the face. Okay, I'm asking you. I'm seeing your application of gaggers over there, eh?
Because it's nice and cold, you know, and especially
right.
if it's a warm night and, you know, you just had the windows up. It's not, you know, too hot to turn the air conditioner on, but, you know, you get to have that ice, you know, because I used to like crushed ice a lot. Fill your mouth with ice and just, oh my goodness, I love that. So ice and they say champagne. Now, honey, I think I don't really want to do anything that's sticky, you know,
mm-hmm.
like honey.
Honey's messy. Honey is messy.
It's definitely messy. Just like I think chocolate syrup is messy.
Yeah, I don't think I want to mess with the honey, but the whipped cream, that's pretty good. I've, you know, done the whipped cream before, but champagne, I've never done that. I think that would, I really don't want anything to, like, get too out of hand. And champagne, that'll be all in the bed. So the whipped cream and the ice and the ice cream. Now, I'm just trying to imagine butter almond and butter pecan ice cream. That means I got to chew the nuts.
No, definitely no.
Yeah,
definitely no.
Do butter pecan.
It'll be all
through
your teeth and you'd be sucking. Ew, no.
It's
called an epic fail.
You don't even want to do all
chew
that.
Chew the nuts.
Like, hold up, baby. Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. Is this hair? Is this hair or is this? What?
No.
Is this, what? But
that's
awesome.
My favorite
ice cream.
But I'll go with
some regular ice cream with nothing in it.
Yeah, I'll go with regular ice cream. But I was just wondering. I love butter almond and butter pecan. But that was a joke. But yeah, ice cream is good. Whipped cream, flavored lubes are pretty good. And, you know, anything that doesn't create a mess. Now, I wouldn't use honey and champagne because honey is sticky and, you know, and champagne will run. So I'll stick with the whipped cream, ice cream, and flavored lubes. Those are all good. And that will keep your mouth wet. Okay. Huh?
Yes, it definitely will. Definitely.
Okay. what do I do with the foreskin? Using lube or saliva, moisten the area around the foreskin, then gently edge the hood down with your tongue or fingertips. You can then either hold it down at the base of the shaft or pump it up and down the shaft. Just get the hand motion under control before you add your mouth. Avoid tugging and yanking and keep things nice and slippery if you want to slide it up and over the head. I really don't like dealing with foreskin. I would rather, you know, guys that are circumcised.
Right.
They're rare.
Hmm?
They're rare, like Bigfoot.
What, circumcised or uncircumcised?
Uncircumcised.
Oh, well, I have ran into maybe two or three before, and it was okay. But I just prefer, you know, men who are circumcised. You don't have to worry about all that. You know,
I'm wondering if a guy that's not circumcised would consider getting circumcised as an adult.
Oh, I knew a guy who got circumcised as an adult. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's an inpatient kind of thing.
And the only thing they gave him was local anesthesia.
Mm.
Now, you know, it's best to get it done when you're a baby because it'll be all over with in a minute. But if you're a grown man, oh, no.
Yeah, it's very traumatic.
My former did it as an adult.
Your who?
My former did it as an adult.
Oh, my God.
That was a mess.
Mm.
It was a mess. Because
wow.
He broke stitches and every damn thing else, and it was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Stitches. That's a cop.
Wow. Well, I just, you know, would rather have a guy who's already circumcised, you know. That's what I prefer. Okay, now, what if he's taking too long? The quicker he comes, the happier you're likely to be. Not because you don't enjoy it, but rather because it's hard work if it lasts longer than 10 or 15 minutes. Lockjaw, hand cramps, a sore mouth, even the most comfortable position can become uncomfortable after a while. To push him over the edge, unashamedly try one or more of the following tricks. Leave the lights on so he can see what you're doing. Tie your hair back, hold eye contact, and let him watch your tongue. Stimulate other areas while you go down on him. Firmly massage the area between his anus and testicles by pressing two fingers firmly and making small circles. Make noises of enjoyment. Wrap your thumb and index finger around the shaft about an inch above the base and pull down. Insert a well-lubricant finger into his anus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
With what one? The last one?
Yeah, that last one. Good luck with that one. You better ask questions. Ask before you do that.
Yeah,
I'm telling you now, you better ask before you do that.
I would hate
to see somebody get kicked in their face, their throat. You better ask before you do that. Now,
amen.
You know, some guys, don't get it wrong, some guys are okay with it, you know, but again, I'm telling you, before
ask.
You do that last one, you better ask. Don't just go
no finger up there, Kim. Okay.
Yeah, well, that is true. I'm quite sure that a person who would do that is a person who's obviously been already engaged in that situation, because it would be kind of awkward if you did that with somebody for the first time and then the next thing you know, you're going in their anus. I wrote a short story in my book of delicious erotic short stories about an older woman and a younger man, and they were having sex, and she put her finger in his butt. And he was feeling, first he was feeling kind of like, oh my goodness, but then he enjoyed it. That was the first time that had ever been done to him, because some men secretly want that, but they don't want to admit it because they think it's a gay thing, you know, and men aren't supposed to have anything in their butts and stuff like that. But there are men who really do enjoy that, you know. So if you've already been with someone who enjoys that situation, then you're more than welcome to do that, I'm sure. But don't get with somebody that's never done it before and you've never talked to them about it before. Then all of a sudden you're in there, you're trying to stick a finger up his butt. Like Danny said, you might get kicked in the face or choked.
In the throat. Mm-hmm.
You lose all something.
That's definitely a conversation to be had.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or get a beat down. So, you know, if, like I said, if that's something that you generally do on a regular basis with your man and he like it and you love it, then, you know, do that. But these are just things to, you know, sort of like to quicken up the process of him having his ejaculation or whatever.
And
you know,
can't even call the cops after you get a beat from that. Cause
he'll
get you in the throat and you call 911. Oh, well, he beat me because I put my... Oh, no, no, no. He's justified
for that.
Yeah, what
are you
going to
tell
Sorry,
the
bitch.
Police when they come?
So yeah,
be very,
going
very...
Down.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like, so if that's something that you do, be very, very, you know, aware of the person's likes and dislikes. That goes with the line of communication. Baby, can I stick a finger in you? You don't mind? No, I don't mind. Or, yes, I do mind, so you don't stick a finger in his butt, okay?
Yeah.
That's
all
true.
Right.
I mean, even a little alcohol will help, you know. Alcohol encouragement is always good. And just be slow, sometimes slow. You know, we always like to, you know, switch up and be fast and, you know, whatever, whatever. I'm trying to tell you, if you take your time and a little alcohol encourage, you'll be there all night. You'll be there all night if you want to.
Oh, so you're suggesting give him a little drink?
Yeah, just, you know, I'm saying for herself to, you know, drink a little, you know, have a little bit of alcohol, you know, have a little alcohol encouragement helps loosen you up to not even to think that you're doing it so long, you know, to help you to, you know, enjoy it and be slow with it. I mean, you know, take your time and be slow with it. You know, sometimes you have to have patience for that because there are guys out there that cannot come as fast. And then,
right,
you know,
right.
Depending, I don't care how good you are, there's guys that just can't come as fast. I mean, yeah, every guy is different. So, you know, you might be working with a guy that can't come off. He enjoys it, but can't come as fast. And it may take him forever. And so, you know, there's, you know, not to feel like you're embarrassed or you don't know what you're doing or feeling like, oh my God, I'm so tired, you know, because that'll kill the mood because you won't get no pussy. I'm telling you, you won't get no dick after that, kill that mood. So my whole thing about it is, you know, drink a little bit, you know, do whatever it is to help you out, but take your time and be slow with it. You know, that can also help as well. You know, is, you know, sticking his finger, you know, definitely you better ask, like you said before, you better ask about that one.
Right,
but, you know, especially even if you're not into it, if you just fake it and just say how much you enjoy it, because there's some women that you have to talk them into doing that, and then there's some chicks like me where I could live down there. I'd be down there all day.
Right.
So if you act like you are into it, even if you're not, that they just appreciate the effort.
Right.
There's
right,
no
right.
There's no
right.
wrong way to do it.
Right.
Right, because that's what it has said a while back, you know, look them in the eyes and, you know, do all kind of little funny things, write your name on it with your tongue and, you know, deep throat it and kiss it and lick
yeah.
it and
pretend
you know,
like
just,
you're French kissing it.
Yeah. Mhm. Just do everything you can to please it, and that, you know, will help him to speed it up because he wants that, you know, and men love to feel nice soft lips and the moisture, you know, going up and down their shaft and the sucking and the kissing and ooh, I'm making myself hot.
Uh-oh.
A lot of
call somebody. I need something right about now.
Call Tyrone.
I need somebody on standby.
A late night phone call.
There's
only one thing in mind.
Right.
Wow.
Ain't no talking, don't say nothing, just drop draws. That's all that you do, just drop draws.
Yeah. Okay, the next is what to do as he's about to climax. As with women, it's important to maintain a steady rhythm to build excitement. So don't suddenly change techniques. As he approaches orgasm, however, step up the speed and pressure. Many men say women don't go hard or fast enough at the end. Watch him masturbate, and you'll see for yourself how durable that thing is. Once he's had an orgasm, stop everything. No stimulation whatsoever. Post-orgasm sensitivity doesn't just affect females. So men, they do masturbate like it's they look like they be pretty rough with it, but I guess you know they know what they're doing with their own stuff. But yeah, you just go along and do it like he do it, and and then after he has that orgasm, don't touch him.
Well, I don't know about that. You want to, like, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
because some men are more sensitive once they have an orgasm than other men. Some men just want you to keep sucking until the last drop comes out.
Yeah.
And, you know, some men just want to, you know, just have that come out and just, well, I'm done. You know, but it's always good to oblige them in whether they want you to suck it to the last drop or the first drop, or however they want it, you know, just do it to them and give it to them and give it to them good.
That's right.
That's right. I agree with all of that.
Hmm?
I agree with all of that. Definitely when you can, you know, like we talked earlier about watching body language, and you can hear him, you know, you can hear when he's about to come, because he'll give you all types. I'm telling you, men will give you all types of hints that that's it, that's that spot, whether they say don't move, you know, keep going, the hands rolling the foot, you know, they grabbing your hair, whatever the case may be, whatever position y'all in, that, like, that is real true. Like, bring up the pressure, bring up the feet, you know, the speed, and I'm telling you, you get ready to get them.
Yep. So you just have to, you know, do what you got to do.
So true.
And, you know, make them make them real happy. Did y'all hear echo?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Is that from
I have
phone?
A mic on.
You have a mic on?
No, I have my headphones and mic on.
Oh, okay, that mic.
It always works better.
Okay, well, then the echo just came when you put your mic on.
No, I've had the mic on from the start.
Oh, did you? Well, what in the heck is... I'm going to switch phones and see what happens. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. It's still... Oh, it's not echoing now. Must have been that phone. I'm on my cordless phone now. Hope that doesn't cut off. But before we get to the last thing in the step-by-step guide to oral sex. We're going to take a musical break. I think I'll play about a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and finish with the last one, okay?
All right.
All righty.
I'll be back.
talk to you about most men. When most men come, you know what? Do you think they give a damn whether you come, girl? Huh, oh yeah? Well, baby, I got news for you. Girl, they don't give a damn whether you come. All they want to do is go to sleep or smoke a cigarette. But I'm Jody, baby. I will lift you up. I'll lift you down. Turn, baby, and I'll lick you all around. Oh, I'll lick you good, girl, like your lover should. Like this. I'm going to stick out my tongue now. You know what? I want to make you come. I want to make you feel good. I want to lick you till you come. I'm not lying, girl. Everybody say,
I'm your candy liquor. I'm your candy.
Marvin Sees Candy Liquor. And before that, Johnny Gill, my, my, my. Marvin Sees, I seen him in person when he did that song. He's deceased now, but he really did it on that song. Okay, ladies, you
song.
Still, huh?
I love that song. It's just so long.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 10 minutes long. That's the long version, I think. Yeah. So is everybody still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, the last one, what if I don't want to swallow? It's perfectly acceptable to switch to intercourse just before the crucial moment or use your hands to masturbate him. Let him orgasm over your breasts. This, for many men, is even better than you swallowing because they can see exactly what's going on. If you never swallowed, it's worth trying once. Swallow it quickly, as if it were medicine, mm-hmm. and it will be over before you can say, that wasn't bad. It's not fattening, by the way, a mere 5 calories per orgasm. Are you okay with him ejaculating in your mouth but don't want to swallow? Simply hold it in there, then spit it into a tissue or sink as soon as politely possible. If it tastes funny, his diet is usually to blame. Get him to cut back on salty foods, asparagus, potato chips, beer, curry, garlic, cigarettes, red meat, coffee, and a lot of other things. Now, I personally don't swallow.
I do.
And I don't have nothing against nobody who does, but I just... For some reason, I don't know. Maybe if it was like water instead of just slimy and
no, because you can't think about what it is. You can't think about what you're actually swallowing.
But I'm conscious of that. I always think about that because if I see it in a condom and it looks like that in a condom and
no, you can't look. It's like you can't. Like I like to eat steak, but I'm never going to watch how a cow dies to get my steak because that's going to kill my steak.
I don't know. I'm not saying that I won't ever swallow, but at this particular point, I've never. And, you know, maybe one day I might, but, like, he would definitely have to change up his diet because he said it tastes funny, and you know, when you eat your food, it comes out in your urine and your when you defecate. So I'm quite sure that it may have that smell, especially garlic. Garlic is so strong in your body until it seeps through your pores. You can actually smell it on your skin. And so I can imagine that it would be in that semen. Cigarettes, red meat, coffee, all those things going in are going to come out. So, you know, I understand that if I was to do that, my significant other would have to eat fruits and just fruits for about a couple of weeks until he gets all that other stuff up out of here. And then, you know, I guess maybe I could do it then, but right now it's just a mental thing with me, I think, because I see it and I just don't, it's not appealing to me. Now, if it was like water, you know, clear as water and wasn't slimy and...
No. See, you just have to not think about it.
Right,
know. You concentrate too hard, baby. You concentrate too hard, baby. Don't concentrate too hard. Don't concentrate too hard,
baby.
Have a
chaser next year.
Yeah, that's my problem, because it's buried in my mind, and I'm just seeing this, and I can't just imagine it. You know, but not to say that one day I might, you know, like I said, get brave enough, and, you know, after my man has been
so
on a fruit diet.
So what is it that you do when it comes to that moment, like when he's getting ready to come? Like, do you engage in sex right there, or do you hold it? Do you even hold it in your mouth, or do you just let him bust somewhere? What is your thing?
Oh, no. No, because basically what I do is, you know, when I'm giving oral, I give it up to the point where he, you know, wants to put it in and, you know, do finish off with intercourse.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've never, you know, not even, you know, had that in my mouth. But, you know, like...
I'm just saying...
I'm just saying, it's not like maybe one day I might do it, you know, like I'm saying. But right now, I just have to get it out of my mind and, you know, because they said we swallow it quickly and all this and that. But see, it might get stuck in my throat because I'd be thinking, oh, this stuff going down my throat.
She's way too thinking about it.
Yeah, I say you should try, just it's worth trying once, and, you know, if I like it, I might do it again and again, but, you know, I just have to sort of, like, play these mental games with myself and, you know, gear myself up, because I know that, you know, people who do swallow and they enjoy it, you know, and that's good, you know, but I'm just not one of those persons right now.
Right now.
And I don't have anything against anybody who does do it, because that's, you know, some men
Rhea
really...
is crazy. Rhea,
huh?
She ain't never going to be one.
I ain't doing that shit
Rhea.
Ever again in
that's
my life.
That's why I love Rhea.
I ain't
doing that shit ever again in my life. Been there, done that, don't like it, ain't doing it no more.
Okay. Rhea,
honey,
I
love you. I love
shit.
You
the
so much.
The consistency of that, the texture of that, the saltiness. Oh, shit. Oh, no, I've been there. I ain't doing that no more.
Okay.
No,
okay,
not me.
Wow.
Rhea is too funny. Rhea.
Water. If it's too
funny. Oh, had the joy. You know, I'm down there, but I ain't putting that shit in my mouth no more. I've been there, done that. Mm-mm.
I know that's right. But, you know, they say men really, really do appreciate women when they swallow. They really, really appreciate
mm-hmm.
them when they swallow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something about them swallowing that, you know, really, and that turns a man on, you know, when a woman swallows. But, you know, I can't turn him on right now.
I mean, I do that only because I don't want him stopping as soon as I'm ready to go. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because I'm Niagara Falls. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want him going, like, stop, you know, if I were to do that to him. So I want him to finish just as I would finish for him.
So you squirt? Is that what you're saying? You said you're Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, you go, girl. Mm-hmm. I just like the taste of it. I mean, I'm weird. I've always been a weird child and a weird chick. Always mm-hmm. been weird. So I just love the taste will come. I like playing with it. I like the bubble machine. Like, I like playing with it. So I'm just weird with it and, you know, definitely
so
swallow
it. So is it salty and...
I mean, it depends on the moment of what he has done throughout the day and moments before we have sex. So, you know, it can definitely, you know, be a salty moment. But, you know, I also had moments that even if it was a salty moment, I had flavor on it. So it also helped at the same time, like, because, you know, the flavor for me, you know, lasts and I continue to put it on there. So even when he swallowed, it helps me, you know, take it pretty well as well. But again, you know, he does have to go on a great, you know, a couple of diets, you know, before that moment and, you know, or throughout that day to help mm-hmm. for it to taste better. But, I mean, yes, it has been salty moments. It has been salty moments. But the part that I hate the most, like I've never, you know, there's some people and I've never known, but I mean, I met one guy that just doesn't, he gets head with a condom. I can't do that. I hate Ooh. The taste of latex. Like, I hate the taste of that. And I don't know.
Yeah, that's
like,
a buzzkill.
It's totally a buzzkill. Totally a buzzkill. And
yeah.
I can't do that even. And even afterwards, like, even when we have sex and we use protection and he wants me, I can't because it's just, I would do it, but it kills me. Like, it's like a
What about the flavor condoms?
I mean,
I've never had those.
I've never really tried them. They're okay. Like, I really never try condoms because I don't like, when I give oral, I don't like to use condoms. I like mm-hmm. to be raw with that when it comes to that. Like, I just love to be raw with it. I don't too much like of a condom. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't really use them, so I couldn't really tell you too much of what they taste like because I heard they're good. I don't know.
Well, I know somebody who used
no
them. They said they nasty. If you're going to do it with them, use vanilla only. Because they say that's the only one they can get past. The rest of them had a biting aftertaste or whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Well, like I said, you know, God bless the swallowers and the non-swallowers and the flavored condoms, you know. But one thing for certain, two things are for sure. When we're given oral to our man, we want them to be completely satisfied, you know. And as a matter of fact, I've never had anybody to even ask me to swallow, you know. I guess, I don't know, but like I said, one day Mr. Wright might come along, and when I say Mr. Wright, he's going to have to be my husband.
Well, I mean, I've never experienced a taste. It's just because you swallow it in one big gulp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed like it would be a gulp because that's what it looks like, a big gulp. Ugh.
It's from 7-Eleven. A gulp. A big gulp. Yeah, so I don't taste it. It don't ever touch my tongue. It just
goes
down.
Right down. Mm.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, to each his own, and, you know, whatever floats your boat, you know, is good for you. But hopefully, you know, I've given out some lessons or someone to enhance what they're doing or, you know, to get a start on what you're doing as far as oral sex is concerned. Because the very first time I did it, and the strange thing about it, I had the guy I was in a relationship with at that particular time. He had been, you know, he basically was going down on me all the time. And I just said to myself, I just want to see what it's like to go down on him. Plus, I was in love with him. So I did it. And he said I was pretty good the first time, but I got so much better. His eyes was rolling in the back of his head, and his toes was curled up, and his fists balled up, and, you know, biting down on his lip, and mm-hmm. So that was, you know,
said, mm-hmm, like he was going back somewhere.
Yeah, well, you get better as
in the corner of my mind.
You get better with practice, and, you know, over the years I've gotten really well, I guess. I think. Well, I know. Let's put it like that. I know. I haven't had any complaints.
I started early, so I'm just going to. I'm not going to say how old it was, but it was very early because I'm a curious.
Yeah, you know, people don't like. You know, people don't like to know early. So I started early too. So I ain't gonna give you my age either.
Yeah.
When I started, cause, you know,
too early.
Too early.
Well, I started. I was like in my 20s. So. Yeah, I started in my 20s, but started doing oral in my 20s. Now, I've had sex early, too, but, you know, just doing oral when I got in my 20s. And, you know, like, once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, you shouldn't stop. Once you start, you shouldn't stop.
That's definitely a true statement.
Yeah.
It's not
like
you know,
sometimes
anything.
you can have those trauma times that will cause you to stop. I met this one guy. And, you know, he said he loved, you know, doing oral on a woman, he said, but he didn't like women to do oral on him. And, you know, I said, well, why not? You know, and he had told me that, you know, every woman, and he said every woman, I don't know how many women that he had, but he said every woman that ever did oral on him always ended up hurting his penis or not doing it right or whatever. So he just doesn't, you know, he prefer women don't do that to him.
Oh, no.
So I said to myself,
let me break him off. I'm going to hook this man up.
I sure did. And, honey, he was mesmerized. You talking about eyes going in the back of his head, his eyes came out of his head. And he could not believe it. You know, and I told him, I said, you can't just give up on all women because of what some other women did to you.
Right,
you
that's
know?
True.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's how men are. Men are so sensitive when it comes to certain things. They just get all into their feelings, you know. But, yeah, you got
that
some of the men who...
He should be careful in life because he's very unlucky if he's had every single woman do it wrong. Like,
well, that's what he had told me.
Watch out for flying planes.
Mm-hmm. That's what he had told me. And then let's talk a little bit about these guys who, like Marvin C. said, guys saying they don't go down on their woman. You got a lot of these men that's in the closet. They be out with their boys, man, I ain't never doing nothing like that because that ain't me, blah, blah, blah. As soon as they get home, get you behind them closed doors, that's the first thing they do. And I can't understand what's the big deal.
What's the big secret about it? I mean, because you, like,
yeah.
Why you can't tell that? Like, that's crazy. And like you said, there's still guys that do that. You're like,
yeah.
What? Like, really? Like, wow.
And knowing daggone well, they can't wait.
And they be the ones that's good at it, too. You be like, ooh, Jesus.
I don't know how often guys would share that, because if you think of how guys are, like if one guy says to another guy, oh, no, I don't go down on my woman, ew, you know what the other guy's thinking? Well, guess what? I'm going to knock on your door.
Right,
I'm going to ask her.
Right.
See, guess what I do that your man don't.
Right.
So I don't know
that Joey,
say that.
I was in a relationship with this guy. We was in a relationship about... 9 months, almost 9 months. And he told me, I don't do that. I said, well, I don't have a problem with that, you know, because I'm basically more a giver than a receiver anyway. Lo and behold, when he did do it, I understand why he didn't do it. He couldn't, because he couldn't. He didn't know how. And I said, oh, my goodness, no wonder you don't.
Well, you need to encourage him. See,
no, because you know what? I tried. Okay, I gave him a few chances now. It's not like I didn't give him a chance because I said, okay, I'll work with you. Every time, I think I let him do it to me about 3 or 4 times. After that, I said, no more.
Oh,
no more. He was determined to do it the way he wanted to do it, which was not good for me. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you don't be...
You know,
he
that
just,
says to me that you never do something good that you don't want to do.
Right. That's true. You have to enjoy it and love what it is that you do.
If he didn't really want to do that, then he would have listened to what you were saying. But why he was continuing to do it his way was because eventually he knew you would say, all right, just forget it. And he wouldn't have to do that.
Well, you know what? The times when he did it, I didn't ask him. I didn't ask.
I'm sure that was part of his, you know, his thing. Let me do it two or three times, and then she'll shut up.
I was telling him each time how to do it. And I said, you know what, this ain't going to keep going on like this. And each time I would say the same thing. So eventually I just said, no. No.
I'm not trying to picture you, but I can just see that, like, you, a person looking down, rolling her eyes, going, no, just stop. Come up here. Just stop.
Yeah, I can just see that. She done stopped her music, her birds, her meditation, yeah. All that. Listen, yo, you want, no, you have to cut it out. I can hear Delicious now saying that. She done cut the music off. You know, she cut her music off. You done did something wrong. You know, she likes her birds and her oceans and stuff, so.
If you don't do it right, don't do it at all. That's the way I feel about it, because, you know, if I'm doing something wrong and a man tells me, he could tell me, well, do it this way, do it that, that's how I'm going to do it. I ain't going to, well, I want to do it the way I'm doing it. He's not satisfied with it.
But he wasn't into it then. He was not a keeper. That's terms for firemen. Fired.
Well, you know what? Uh-huh, it was. It was, and I told him. And then he had the audacity to say, what, I don't do it good? No.
No, you don't. You want me to put teeth up on you?
I could not believe it, but then I understood why he, you know, because he obviously, maybe he had an experience with somebody else, and they may have told him the same thing, so maybe that just stopped him in his tracks, but then he going to come back on me. Oh, no. Mm-mm. It ain't happening like that, Captain.
Definitely.
Yeah. So if anybody out there has any questions, comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. When you call in, hit the 1, and I'll pick you up.
Definitely was a very informative show. Definitely.
Thank you. I don't know what happened to the men. I really don't.
Yeah,
maybe they. Yeah. And this was all
ask
about them.
Man. We could have been asking a black man.
Yeah, I sent him a request. I sent a lot of men requests. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're somewhere getting a blowjob.
Maybe they are. Maybe they stopped listening. Right. Like, you know what? They just got me there.
Uh-huh.
I was about to call in, but you know what?
We have a caller with their hand up. Let's see who this is. Caller 773-865. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Delicious. How are you?
I'm okay.
You guys, you ladies, I'm telling you, you have me over here laughing.
Who is this?
I knew
this
when she
T.
said
Johnson.
865. I said, well, I know
who is this?
This is T. Johnson. I said, you ladies got, hey, Rhea. That's my girl.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. I said, you know what? I was listening on my laptop, which froze on me. I don't know how that works anymore. Mm. And I said, wait a minute. I got to pull this up on my cell phone. These ladies have got me laughing so hard. I've had some of the greatest experience with oral sex and some of the worst, and I'm like listening to them all tonight.
Wow. You care to share some of them with us?
Oh, wait, let's see. What was my worst? Well, actually, I can't have my worst with this one guy I was with. He was entirely too small, so I really couldn't do much with him. We named him Ridiculous. That was his nickname. And,
ooh, Ridiculous, so he's dead.
That was this. You remember him? Anyway, I named him Ridiculous. And then, of course, I had some wonderful experiences. And one guy, I remember how good he was. I cried because, you know, I was like, oh, my God. I was like,
wow.
You know how you get that arch in your back when you're on your back?
Yes.
I was squirming everywhere. I was like, hold on, don't move off the bed. I was like, wait a minute. You got me doing stuff I don't know I'm supposed to be doing.
Wow.
And as far as me giving it, I wasn't that great at first. He had this guy, the one that, you know, I said was so great, he taught me how. So he was like, okay, when I was really young then, I won't say, but I was really young, and he said, you know, these are the things you need to do. It was, you know, the touching of the balls and the, you know, the shaft, you have to lick up and down. The most sensitive part, of course, is the head. Then, right, you know, guys do like, right, for you to play behind their balls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And while you stroking all these things, because you got to be real active doing this, you know. And yet, and I'm not a woman to swallow. I've tried. Not, no. No, it's, especially if they eat certain things, it's just, they don't smell right, it don't taste right. So, you know, I'm like a porn star with mine. So I let it run down their penis. You know what I'm saying? Because they kind of like to see that too. So that's you know, so I, like I say, I've had some great experiences. I guess I'm just, what is wrong with me? But but like I said, I've done some things that, you know, I own, you know, my husband has experienced quite a few of them. That's probably why I'm married.
Oh,
but
all
man,
right.
I'm telling
wife
you.
Her.
How you say what?
He said, I'm a wife her. She did.
Yeah, well, we've been married for 19 years now. So he, you know, I guess I got something going on for myself. But what you say? Can you get a ring?
Get a ring, please.
Well, girl, you know what? I got you. Pull up. No, let me stop playing. No, seriously, you ladies, I'm telling you, I wish some guys was on here too, because I would like to know some. You know,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah,
you know,
it's strange. You know,
I
mean, you have to hold
on
those guys.
Yeah, I tweeted, I Facebook all my pages and tweeted, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, this show is definitely about them.
How they gonna,
yeah, I put commercials out. You see my commercial.
Turn them on. So
yeah,
they get
commercials.
You say,
wow,
well, what's going to turn them on? Maybe
huh?
The talking turned them on. Maybe the conversation turned them on and they got
busy.
That's
what I'm thinking. I'm thinking
that. Oh, man. I ain't want to be used like that. I need to get paid if that's the table.
All of a sudden. I think they was getting ready to comment and press that one, and then we just started going ham. And then they was just like, oh, wait, she got me there.
All you men are chickens tonight. I'm putting you on blast.
That is
all
rough.
You men.
Don't worry.
Yeah, but
next
this
time
has been a, yeah, this has been a very informative show.
Okay.
And like I said, I hope somebody took something away from it. I hope when people listen to Bringing Sexy Back, you learn something or take something away from the show, because that's, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing it over here. And, you know, like I always say every week, if anybody has any topics they'd like to discuss on Bringing Sexy Back, that includes you girls, my co-hosts. If you have any topics you'd like to discuss, just let me know, and we'll work on that. And we are looking to have a guest on next Wednesday's, hopefully, show, a young lady from L.A. And, you know, anything is... Nothing's off topic, you know, except we don't discuss child pornography and all that kind of stuff. Did you guys get to watch The Jump Off?
What is it?
What is
it?
Oh, that's one of... Huh?
I was asking what
Zane's
it is.
Book.
Yeah. It's Zane's...
It's Zane's on Cinemax. I don't have Cinemax, but I'm definitely a big fan of Zane. I have
is
all her books.
Is that something new? Because I've watched the other ones, like the Chronicles. I've watched them, I guess, you know, at
the
that
Sex
time.
Chronicles.
Had that.
Yeah,
So The Jump Off is something new?
Yeah,
Jump Off,
I posted
it
on Facebook
series.
The other day. Yes, someone posted
yes.
it the
okay.
other day. It's a new series.
Yes, yeah, a new series.
Is it online? Can we watch it online?
I don't know if it's online or not, unless it's Cinemax. You can pull that up on the internet. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. But she had posted a question on there. Did it seem if it was pornography or men showing their masculinity? And I think it was a little bit of both, you know, because Zane's is very, all her work is basically very sexual, very out there.
Graphic and explicit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like this first one, you know, but when I was watching the Sex Chronicles, I really couldn't get into that. But I think I'm going to try to watch The Jump Off and see what this is going to be all about. So far, it seems pretty good. And one of the guys who's playing in that played in a movie called, oh, my goodness, I went to see that movie. He was on my Blog Talk Radio show. I can't think of the young man's name. But he's on there too, so I said congratulations to him. Yeah, so
I'm
next
definitely
week,
a fan of Zane, but I don't have Cinemax. Sorry, Zane.
Yeah. Well, eventually I guess you may be able to pull it up on the internet because they put everything on the internet, you know. So maybe you can get it on demand or something like that.
Yeah, I'm about to do it now while we on the phone, but I find out can I pull it up.
Okay. All right, I'm getting ready to close the show down. Our show Friday is Open Topic. Me and Rhea will be doing that 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Any topic, we're going to be talking about a lot of things because I've been seeing so much in the news. This guy had raped this lady's pit bulls. What in the world is wrong with people?
I don't know. People are definitely going cuckoo-ca-choo.
And then this guy killed his girlfriend because she was a Aries, or killed her with an Xbox, beat her to death. You know, people are just actually crazy.
That's not crazy. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, so we'll be talking about things like that and a whole host of other things. And anybody's listening tonight, you're more than welcome to come back Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next Wednesday's show, check the show page or I'll put it up in the event on Facebook. And as I mentioned before, if anybody has any topics they want me to discuss, you can send me an email at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And you girls, shout out what you're doing.
Okay, I'm going to shout out my blog. It's Pink Bunny, PinkBunne, 420.blogspot.com. Check out my blog, check out my Facebook page, and PinkBunny420 on YouTube.
Okay. Danny?
Our Facebook, definitely. You can check out Munch the Mouth on Facebook, that page. You should definitely hit that up. And follow me, you know. A whole lot of stuff on there. Twitter is also Munch the Mouth, and my Instagram for pictures and, you know, some funny quotes and stuff that I put on there throughout the day is Munch Second Page on Instagram. So definitely.
Okay, Rhea?
Other than being a book reviewer and a reader, I don't do much. But anyway, I'm on Facebook, and if you have any show ideas or anything that you want to ask us about, my email address is rheaalexis@yahoo.com.
Okay, you other girls want to give out your email address in case someone wants to send you an email as well?
PinkBunny420@yahoo.com.
Munch the Mouth, and it's MUNCHDA, Mouth, MOUTH, @gmail.com.
Okay, and like I had mentioned, GJDelicious37@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/GailDeliciousJohnson. And with that being said, thank you, ladies. I do appreciate you for being my co-hosts. And you all need to get some topics together as well because, you know, we're in this together. You know, and like I said, anything, nothing is too taboo. We can talk about anything and everything. So get those topics together and, you know, email me or whatever, call me, whatever. And see you guys next week. Everybody have a beautiful evening.
Good night, everybody.
And thank
okay,
you.
Good night.
I enjoyed myself.
I did too. Good night. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out in the chat room. Baby, I good night.